Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. So grateful to have you here today, and super grateful that you value the Word of God so much, and you value being prayed for. And my heart and my prayer is that every day this would be a little spot of light for you. That it would maybe start your day well, or maybe you're listening to it right before you go to bed to help you go to sleep, which maybe I have one of those put you to sleep voices, I don't know. But it is my prayer and my hope that you would fall in love with the Word of God, that you would fall in love with Jesus and His very availability to you, and that you would turn to prayer more often just because of this podcast, and maybe just help you to realize you can talk to Him about anything. All right, today we're in Proverbs 27, verses 1 through 14 in the World English Bible, and it says this: "Don't boast about tomorrow, for you don't know what a day may bring. Let another man praise you and not your own mouth, a stranger and not your own lips. A stone is heavy and sand is a burden, but a fool's provocation is heavier than both. Wrath is cruel and anger is overwhelming, but who is able to stand before jealousy? Better is open rebuke than hidden love. The wounds of a friend are faithful, although the kisses of an enemy are profuse. A full soul loathes a honeycomb, but to a hungry soul every bitter thing is sweet. As a bird that wanders from her nest, so is a man who wanders from his home. Perfume and incense bring joy to the heart, so does earnest counsel from a man's friend. Don't forsake your friend and your father's friend. Don't go to your brother's house in the day of your disaster. A neighbor who is near is better than a distant brother. Be wise, my son, and bring joy to my heart, then I can answer my tormentor. A prudent man sees danger and takes refuge, but the simple pass on and suffer for it. Take his garment when he puts up collateral for a stranger. Hold it for a wayward woman. He who blesses his neighbor with a loud voice early in the morning, it will be taken as a curse by him." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, help us to be kind-hearted to those people who are not mourning people. Help us not to be running around the house singing and provoking our non-mourning people to wrath, as that last verse talks about. And thank you so much for Proverbs 27. This is one of my favorite Proverbs, and I'm just so grateful for the wisdom in that. And we can even see echoes of the New Testament in here, where it says, "Don't boast about tomorrow, for you don't know what a day may bring." That's a direct connection to the New Testament. And then this verse 2 is one that has been such a blessing to me, especially in my writing career, Lord. And thank you. I quote it all the time. Proverbs 27:2, "Let another man praise you and not your own mouth, a stranger and not your own lips." And Lord, that's my marketing plan for my books. It's not that I would run around promoting myself, although there is a level of that as a responsibility as an author, but just that you would bring my words into places where other people would say things for me. And that's just so much better than me and self-promotion. And so, Lord, help us to have that humility to wait, to take that last seat and to wait for the promotion when it comes. And Lord, help us not to be micromanaging our reputation so much that we're running around trying to tell everyone how great we are. Lord, let us not be led by our insecurity, but by our security in you. We are loved by you. We are selected and chosen by you. We are your children. We are adopted by you. We have been given grace upon grace upon grace. And you have loved us. You continue to love us. You will love us. You have called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. You have gone before us. You walk beside us. You go ahead of us. You were with us in the past. And we just choose to love you and praise you for all that you are and all that you do. Lord, thank you for verse 4 that talks about jealousy, that no one can stand before it. Lord, help us not to nurture jealousy today, but to let it go. And instead of hiding our love, help us to do open rebukes. And that's a hard word, rebuke, but I think what that basically means is confronting in love. And Lord, sometimes we are afraid to do that, but we can tell that your Holy Spirit is saying, do it, do it, do it. And so we need to, but to do it in love and to first examine our own hearts. Lord, we want to be, we want to give those faithful wounds that a friend gives to cause our friends to grow, rather than just holding back. And help us to speak the truth in love in those kind of situations, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So I'm grateful for you. And I, if you want to help the podcast, you can give a little review wherever you're listening to this. Even just a couple of gold stars would be awesome. Thank you so much. And I hope you have an amazing day.